You haven't asked me the most important question yet. His voice was hard now, and when he looked at me again, his eyes were cold. I blinked, still dazed. Which one is that? You aren't concerned about my diet? He asked sarcastically. Oh, I murmured, that. Yes, that. His voice was bleak. Don't you want to know if I drink blood? I flinched. Well, Jacob said something about that. What did Jacob say? He asked flatly. He said you didn't hunt people. He said your family wasn't supposed to be dangerous because you only hunted animals. He said we weren't dangerous? His voice was deeply skeptical. Not exactly. He said you weren't supposed to be dangerous. But the Quileutes still didn't want you on their land, just in case. He looked forward, but I couldn't tell if he was watching the road or not. So was he right about not hunting people? I tried to keep my voice as even as possible. The Quileutes have a long memory, he whispered. I took it as a confirmation. Don't let that make you complacent, though, he warned me. They're right to keep their distance from us. We are still dangerous. I don't understand. We try, he explained slowly. We're usually very good at what we do. Sometimes we make mistakes. Me, for example, allowing myself to be alone with you. This is a mistake? I heard the sadness in my voice, but I didn't know if he could as well. A very dangerous one, he murmured.